I was standing by the living room window and three people just came along jogging and it inspired me to close the blinds.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was having a great day today, and then I opened my eyes and got out of bed. I have no idea why I left an unfinished plate of snacks right where my foot always lands, but the good news is that Chip Dip will wash off, and you can rent one of those shampoo machines and get it right out of the carpet. In the bathroom, bleary-eyed, I squeezed a generous dollop of toothpaste onto my brush and learned it was Preparation H. I thought to myself, I can't wait until today is yesterday. Why don't I just put an out-of-order post-it note on my forehead and go back to bed? But I didn't, and here I am. Two things help me when life isn't going as planned. When just getting through the day seems a major accomplishment, the first thing is to list some blessings, things we have to be thankful for, little things to smile about. We'll find them. Here are a few snapshots of life that can help us smile. Finding a parking space. Oh, yeah. Knowing God loves me. Playing with a baby and not having to change its diaper. A lemonade stand run by kids. It's a tipper's dream. Dishing out ice cream at a church picnic. The kids will love you. The coffee aisle at a grocery store. Don't you love that smell? Ah. Peeling an orange in one shot. Finding a dark place and staring at God's handiwork in the night sky. When the public bathroom has paper towels instead of 200 decibel hand dryers. When you're drowning and a dolphin rescues you. Don't you love when that happens? Here are a few more things that should make us smile. Popping bubble wrap. When you're about to fall asleep and someone throws a blanket on you and tucks in your feet. Oh. Talking about how much the meal you're eating at home would cost in a restaurant. When yours is the first table to get called up for a banquet buffet. When the socks from the dryer all match up perfectly. It's a miracle. The smell and sound of a campfire. When the blood rushes back to your foot after it was sound asleep. I love that. When free restaurant bread is fresh and warm. Oh. When your spouse scratches your back and finds that itchy spot. Mm. When you sneeze and a complete stranger says, God bless you. Are you having a bad day today? Counting blessings helps us smile. Few things flip our attitude right side up faster and turn a frown upside down. The second thing to do is find someone who's having a worse day than you are and encourage them. A mother was worried about her son. He lost his desire to get out of bed. She heard the alarm go off through his bedroom door, but he kept punching the snooze button. Finally, she walked in and said, "Son, it's time to get up." He peeked out from under the covers. "Can you give me three good reasons?" She said, "Yes. First, it's Sunday. Time for church. Second, you're 43 years old and you know better. Third, you're the pastor and they expect you to be there." Well, seriously, people all around us are having a tough time. Let's give them reason today to get out of bed, to get up, to move on. Proverbs 15:4 says, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life." And if you're struggling, don't be discouraged. A friend I was talking to and telling my problems to, he said to me, "It's okay to fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart and we still love them."
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.